Marisol Bello and Steve Gardner wrote a front page top fold piece titled Detroit Rising, and this was in USA Today. It's just a great story. A lot of us who live here obviously know about this. Now, sports, especially winning sports teams, and we've got a ton of them in the state. The Red Wings have gotten off to a hot start. The Lions are 5-0. The Detroit Tigers are in the American League Championship Series. They just won last night 5-2. Michigan is ranked 10th, and they're undefeated. Michigan State just has one loss. So all the sports has really created a nice buzz. But there are some other things that are happening in the state, and especially in Detroit. Even though we have all these economic challenges, we're still selling cars. That probably led to this story. We wanted to get Marisol on the program. Marisol, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. What gave you the idea to do this story?
Well, you know, our editors, my editors and I were talking about just sort of what was happening with Detroit and just kind of this buzz with the teams particularly. But, you know, just that conversation led to, yeah, but the car companies are doing well. And somebody else said, yeah, and that great, you know, Chrysler ad with M&M. And so I think that just kind of those conversations really led to the piece. But kind of the kickoff for this particular story, just sort of timing, I should say, was related to the Tigers and the Lions doing so well, and followed by, hey, you know what, September numbers showed that the auto industry is doing pretty well as well, and then it just kind of snowballed from there.
I thought there was an interesting quote. There's a tendency to think about Detroit as this Rust Belt throwaway city. That's from Susan Mosey, who is president of Midtown Detroit Incorporated. There are a lot of folks who think negatively about Detroit, but according to your story, our perceptions are changing?
Yes. Again, it's you know, you've got kind of this convergence of a lot of things happening right now, at least nationally, because I think locally people have been dealing with these issues and people have been, you know, moving one step, one baby step, as someone described it, at a time. But nationally, folks aren't, you know, people in Iowa or Florida or D.C., for that matter, may not necessarily be up on all the ins and outs of what Detroit has been up to and what Detroit has been doing. And so I think that because the sports teams are giving the city this national stage, again, because the auto industry is starting to see this uptick nationally, I think people are saying, are maybe taking a second look, you know, and saying, okay, well, what's happening there? What's going on? That maybe this image of this place that was really battered, maybe we can take another look at what that image is. Well, at least that's what folks are telling me.
As a journalist, what was your perception of Detroit? What did you know of Detroit before you wrote this piece?
I actually worked in Detroit. I worked at the Detroit Free Press for 4 years, and I covered City Hall. I was there when Kwame Kilpatrick was the mayor. I covered City Council. And so I didn't have a foreigner or a faraway view of Detroit. I lived there, and I reported on the city for 4 years. So I actually just moved out in 2007. So I got to see it up close and personal, the good, the bad, the ugly, the whole bit.
What did you learn that you didn't know from writing this piece?
That in the 4 years since I've been gone, there has been efforts. There have been a lot of efforts, and some of them are starting to take root. Some of them are starting to take hold. You know, a lot of what Dan Gilbert is doing with Quicken. When I left, Quicken hadn't, I can't remember if Quicken, if the announcement maybe had been made, but nothing had actually happened then. You know, certainly DTE wasn't down there, Blue Cross Blue Shield wasn't down there. I mean, when I left, there was the talk, but the action hadn't quite happened, you know. Again, there was the Fort Shelby book Cadillac. All of those things were starting to take place, but none of it had actually happened when I left. So it was in the reporting of this story I started to see, wow, the things that people had been talking about had actually happened, that some of this had had taken place.
You know what's been interesting and somewhat of a phenomenon, because I've received emails from across the country about this, that Chrysler commercial that featured the music and Eminem himself really was impactful, not only in people's perceptions of the Chrysler 300 and Chrysler, but of also the city of Detroit.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, when I was having this conversation about the story, one of the editors that I was talking to about this just kept mentioning the ad, you know, and she kept saying, you know, that great Chrysler ad, you know, and it was, I was talking to a marketing professor there who talked about it, and others actually, who really talked about this ad being able to capture Detroit and what Detroit is and who we are, you know. And I talked to one gentleman who said, you know, the ad said to people, this is what it is, and we're proud of this, and this is who we are, so stop beating up on us so much, you know. And so that was kind of neat. But, you know, just it definitely created had an impact and definitely created an image for folks that sort of gritty urban Detroit is not bad, that gritty urban Detroit can be cool.
All right. Marisol Bello is a fine writer for USA Today. What are you working on now? What are we going to see in the paper next?
I'm writing a lot of stories about the recession and poverty in America. So a slightly more depressing topic, but, you know, a lot of folks, it's rough out there for a lot of people, and people are having a hard time.
All right. We will stay in touch. We appreciate your time. A great piece. Thanks so much.
Thank you.